blown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro-Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to I Can't Get Started from the soundtrack to the movie Chinatown by Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra. I haven't actually watched the movie Chinatown. I've just been listening to that soundtrack, which is a classic move for me. Today, the theme of the show is spring, once again. I'm gonna be playing songs that are all sort of spring vibes. Maybe some, it's all sort of like strings and floral music and sort of lo-fi. So yeah, I'm very excited to be sitting in the studio right now. I am in the last few days of writing my thesis, so I'm feeling pretty dead, but it's always a pleasure to be in the studio at WMFO, so I'm very pleased to be here and very pleased to be playing all this music for you today. Next up, I'm going to be playing a song called A Spoonful Weighs a Ton from one of my all-time favorite albums, The Soft Bulletin by The Flaming Lips. And the reason I'm playing this song is because there's a new Vampire Weekend song from the new album Only God Was Above Us called The Surfer, which I'm going to play after this Flaming Lips song. But these two songs really remind me of each one another. And I think it's just the string thing. But yeah, both these songs make me quite emotional. So that's sort of been my mood these days. I spend upwards of 6 hours a day in the library, if not 10 to 12. And then I go home and then I think about my time at Tufts University, which as is the scheduled programming for senior spring seniors, you sort of start to remember all the amazing times that you've had at Tufts. And then you think very fondly back on those memories. So my friends and I came home from the Tufts Carnival yesterday, Tuftonia, and we sat and talked for like 3 hours about all of our first times meeting each other, which was very sweet. But of course that makes you kind of sad because we're about to graduate. So I think the theme of the show today is feeling a little sentimental in senior spring. Okay. So yeah, this next song is A Spoonful Weighs a Ton by The Flaming Lips, and I really hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
without a face. The ocean's churning, the cables stay in place. An operation the locals couldn't save. An undercover agent drowned beneath the waves. Outside the confines of a super mini's dome, there's a California king placed directly on the phone. Oh, the surf can't forget the shells around the neck, but you were born beneath fluorescent lights. You've never seen a starry night, you say.
That's the sound of the air conditioner, which is the sign that it's, I'm going to talk again. It's quite loud today. The AC unit in the studio, it must be on at all times for some reason. I think it's to keep the room at like a good temperature for all the equipment, but it's so loud. Maybe I should just do an interlude between songs that's just air conditioner noise, because I know people like listening to box fan noise. Anyway, that was The Surfer by Vampire Weekend, and I feel like I did a pretty good job putting that one with the Flaming Lips song. Those songs are so similar. But the thing, I just saw this on Twitter, there was someone making a joke about how Vampire Weekend lyrics are like Mad Libs, like an insane Mad Libs. And as I listened to The Surfer, let me just read the lyrics. Outside the confines of a super mini's door, there's a California king placed directly on the floor. There's another line that's just like awesome and insane. The Fake fortune teller scandalized by fate. Broke bodybuilder crushed beneath the weight. Lost and deluded trying to find your place. Inept long distance runner losing every race. What does it mean? It's funny, every time I hear the California King placed directly on the floor, my eyes start watering. It's not even like in my control. It happens every time that I listen to this song. And by verse 3, when there's like the sort of orchestral swells, I'm a wreck. And I'm crying about a California King placed directly on the floor, and I don't even know what it means. Yesterday, Vampire Weekend performed at Coachella, and they brought out Paris Hilton and an Abe Lincoln impersonator to play cornhole on the stage. So I think they're really like just embracing how random he's so random, Ezra Koenig. I don't know. There's something. His mind is just, I guess, random. I really like want to understand what these lyrics mean, and I think on Genius, people really like to speculate about what these lyrics mean, but I think they just like the way that these things sound. Anyway, this next song that I'm going to play is one by the artist Andy Schoff, who I've seen perform in Boston at my least favorite venue in Boston, Paradise Rock Club. And he has an album from 2023 that I really hadn't listened to before today. The album's called Norm, and this song is called Wasted on You, and the lyrics are like sort of overly saccharine, but I do really like the song. I think it's quite sweet, and I think he's a super talented musician. So here we go. This song is called Wasted on You, and it's by the artist Andy Schoff.
Thank you.
Was Nobody Wants Me by the artist Robert Lester Folsom. I hadn't realized that those lyrics were like that. It's kind of a funny song. I think you should practice some positive affirmation. Yeah. Next up, I'm going to play a song by the band Cindy Lee. Cindy Lee just released a new album called Diamond Jubilee that is only on YouTube, and you can also download it for free. I think there's an encouraged donation amount, but I'm not really sure. But I knew about the artist Cindy Lee, and then I also didn't. Cindy Lee is a drag queen, also known as Patrick Flagel, and former guitarist and lead singer of Women, the band Women, which I hadn't, like, known about Cindy Lee until this week, really. And then I listened to this album and I was like, this is really good. And so if you'd like to listen to this album, it's very accessible on YouTube, and I would highly encourage you to listen to the whole 2-hour experience. This next song is track 8 of the first half of the album. It's 2 parts. So this is track 1-8, and it's called Always Dreaming. And then I'm going to play another song from the album from part 2. So you'll get a taste of the vibe of both halves of the album. I will say that I, like, can't really describe what this music sounds like, because all the tracks are very different. But when I referred to lo-fi in the beginning of the hour, if you were listening, I'm not referring to the lo-fi study remix or study mix on YouTube. I am referring to low-fidelity music. As in this album. So, it's so beautiful, and I really, highly encourage you to listen to the whole 2-hour thing. I know no one has 2 hours on their hands these days, but if you are doing other things, this is an excellent album to do work to, or to run to, I guess. If you're embracing what Allure magazine is now calling the coquelectic trend, as in coquette plus athletic, which I'm trying to come up with other examples of, but apparently Zendaya, who's in a new movie about tennis, has been doing the coquelettic hairstyling. She's been pioneering the aesthetic, which I would argue that has already been here. I've been trying to come up with a name for this aesthetic for such a long time, and I think Allure magazine just did it. But there is a Sabrina Carpenter music video where she is dressed in, like, sort of retro-y gym clothes, and it's very cutesy. She also has ribbons in her hair, and it's, I think it's not coquette, because coquette is a different color story, and there's something a little sinister about merging the athlete with the coquette in the coquelettic I don't think I'm saying this right, in the coquelettic universe. So I think that that's what this album is. And it's not because I just learned this word yesterday and gave myself a challenge to say it at some point this week. I genuinely think that that's what this album is. And I also think that this album should replace the soundtrack to the movie Priscilla, which you'll see. Anyway, this first track is called Always Dreaming from the album Diamond Jubilee by Cindy Lee. Thank you. That was track 8 of the second part of Cindy Lee's new album, Diamond Jubilee. The song's called Golden Microphone. Next up, I'm going to play a song from the band Insecure Men. And the song is called All Women Love Me. And that's hilarious. I'm sure they did that on purpose, but that's it. I'm basically playing the song because I think it's funny that the band Insecure Men wrote a song called All Women Love Me. But first, I just learned that Cindy Lee is performing at the Yuki in Philly, which really threw me back because the Ukrainian League or the Yuki in Philly is like, I don't know what goes on there, but it's pretty close to my house in Philadelphia. And I remember picking up a kid that I used to babysit from a camp there, but it's awesome that Philly has a Ukrainian league and that it's also called the Yuki. I don't know anything else about this place. If anyone knows about why there are so many Ukrainians in Philadelphia and that they have a place called the Yuki, please let me know. I don't really know about much about Philadelphia. I realize when people ask me about Philly, I know like two things. I know about food to eat and places to get drinks, and that's sort of it. And also places to go on runs, I guess, because that's what I do when I go home. I eat food with my friends and get a drink, and then I also go on a run during the day, which I'm very much looking forward to. Very soon I will be back in Philadelphia, and hopefully I'll stop by the Ukrainian League. I won't be able to see Cindy Lee, which is pretty sad because it's happening right before graduation and I have to be here for that, so bummer. Anyway, I'm gonna play the next song. It's called All Women Love Me by the band Insecure Men.
From the center of Northeast Durham to the idols of Tiananmen Square, I could hear them all screaming for me. Who'd have thought so many peasants care? You don't have to just believe me. The gulag is getting warm. You're all of my thoughts behind me.
I'm back to interrupt with a PSA, because the time is 3:40, which is a better time than ever to talk about the Mystic River Reservation. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhaub Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. The next song that I'm going to play is a song that is only acceptable to play after the cherry blossoms have come out because it's from the album Come to My Garden by the artist Minnie Riperton, and it is my second Ultimate Springtime album to listen to, second to Saint Etienne. But this song, Only When I'm Dreaming, is a lovely one to listen to once the flowers have come out. My front yard of my house right now has daffodils and little blue flowers that I don't know the name of. But yeah, Come to My Garden. It's literally one daffodil plant. I don't know where all of them went. I think it used to be a fuller front yard, and then my landlord's classic, they ripped out all of the pretty plants. So I don't really get to enjoy it as much as I used to. But anyway, this song is still just as good. Again, it's called Only When I'm Dreaming by the artist Minnie Riperton. That was Only When I'm Dreaming by Minnie Riperton. I know someone's calling the station line right now. I wish I could talk to you, but because our headphone setup isn't working, I can't listen to you when you're calling. So you can chat me in the WMFO DJ chat, which I seem to plug every show. But if you go to WMFO.org and find your way to the DJ chat page, you can chat me whatever you want. And I'm so sorry I can't talk to you on the phone. I don't know who's calling, but if you are calling right now, I apologize. I don't know what to do. Our station is sometimes broken, which leads me to my next point, which is that you should donate to WMFO and get some WMFO merch, because we always need money to fix all of the things in the station. And you can get a really awesome t-shirt out of it, or a hoodie, or a mug, or a sticker, or all of them. So please, go ahead and donate. I think this merch sale is going to happen over Instagram at some point, so just keep your eyes out for that. And hopefully, if you donate money, we can take calls again. Next up, I'm going to play a song by a Turkish artist, Özdemir Erdoğan. And the song is called Gurbet. I'm so sorry for all the times that I've butchered pronunciations of stuff. I had a really egregious one last week that I like thought about for the rest of the week and has terrorized me ever since. And I continue to play artists who have names that I can't pronounce. So yeah, I'm not gonna try again, but it'll be listed on Spinatron if you want to find the song. So here we go. This is the song that I just mentioned that I'm not gonna say again.
İçerim yanıyor yar yar yaram beklerim, bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber verin. İçerim yanıyor yar yar yaram beklerim, bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber verin. Yaşanır mı söyleyin, gurbet ilde bir başıma neyleyim, yardan Irak yaşanır mı söyleyin. İçerim yanıyor yar yar yaram beklerim, bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber verin. İçerim yanıyor yar yar yaram beklerim, bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber ver.
I'm back before I play the very last song of the hour, which I'm not going to reveal to you because it's an epic surprise. But that song that we just listened to was so beautiful and awesome. Just found it today. Has a really great album cover if you're interested in looking for it. I'm not gonna try to butcher the pronunciation again, so you have to head to Spinatron to look for the album cover if you really want to see it. Anyway, I'm feeling really sad because I think this is my fourth to last show at WMFO. It has truly been so awesome to be in the studio every week, get to play my music, get to talk to you all every week. So, feeling super sad about that. But so much to look forward to. I will have guests. I keep promising that I'm going to have guests, and I actually mean it this time. Next week, I'm going to be done with my thesis, or I'm going to be done with writing my thesis. I still have to defend it, but I'm going to be done writing it on Wednesday of this week. So this weekend is going to be the best weekend of my life. I keep imagining that once I turn it in, the sky will open up and there will be no more clouds ever, and that Minnie Riperton, Only When I'm Dreaming, is just gonna like play out of the sky somehow. I remember when I was little, I went to a Beyonce concert and it started raining right before we went, and then as soon as Beyonce got on the stage, the sky sort of just like opened up and the sun came out. And so I'm imagining the same thing is gonna happen to me when I turn in my thesis. That was like that's a core memory, as they say. But that was when I started believing in Beyonce from a young age. So anyway, this last song is a summer song, I will say. But as I do every season, I look forward to the next season that's coming up by listening to music that sounds like that season. So this is a song from the artist or the band Washed Out. And the song is called It All Feels Right. And I'm really hoping that everything is going to start feeling right after this week is over. I'm feeling so terrible right now because I haven't slept more than like 6 hours a night for the past 2 weeks. I wake up in a cold sweat and I think about all the words that I have to write. Fortunately, I'm kind of done doing the writing part and I'm now kind of in the editing part. So that feels a little bit better, but I still feel terrible. So, next time I talk to you all, I will be feeling so good. It's all gonna feel right, and that's why I'm playing this song by Washed Out. It's one of my all-time faves, which I love to do. I love to play music that I've already played on the radio many times. So, hope you will join me again next week. I'll be back. There will be a guest. I'm gonna promise you that right now. I don't know who it's gonna be. But there's going to be a guest. So next time it's not just going to be me blabbing into the mic. Anyway, same time, same place next week, Sunday, 3 p.m. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have an amazing week, everyone. This song is called It All Feels Right by the band Washed Out.
I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.